You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your romanticy podcast book club. I'm Christina, joined by my book besties Kim and Anna, and together we're diving into the characters, theories, lore, and magic behind all your favorite fantasy romance books.
Okay, we are here. We are discussing. So lucky to get tickets to go hear Rebecca speak about Onyx Storm. It was so much fun. We were at the Town Hall Theater here in New York. Kim and I flew in.
Yeah.
It's been a rapid fire of a trip.
Yeah.
But it was so wonderful to go hear her speak.
It was so, so special. All right. So we're going to walk you through the answers she gave, the highlights.
So spoilers here for the entire Imperium series. Rebecca kept the interviews totally spoiler free. But this is coming out and you guys have had like over a week now to read the book. So we feel like we can kind of discuss it a little bit more in context with the book. So spoilers for Onyx Storm.
Yes.
Just prefacing that. And if you haven't finished reading it, this episode will still be here. So just come back.
Hurry up and finish and come back because it's so good.
All right. So I'm going to walk us through kind of the first group of questions that she tackled. Oh, sorry. First, we should talk about our moderator.
Oh my God. Lori Hernandez. She was so cute. Guys, Olympic gold medalist for the U.S. gymnastics team. She was adorable. She's at school here in New York at NYU.
Yeah.
And she was so bubbly, so much fun. She totally brought the energy up, matched the crowd. It was great.
She is also a huge nerd about these books, which was so adorable and fun to see. She asked the questions we wanted to ask, and she was so herself and nerdy and like doing these little voices with the dragons. It was such a special, perfect moderator.
Totally.
All right. So she did ask her about writing style. So some highlights from these questions. Rebecca said she writes linearly. She really doesn't write things out of order. This came from a question asking what was the first scene she wrote in Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
And she said she really writes as she goes. So Violet is growing as she's writing specifically, which makes sense if you really think about it. She also, if we remember, wrote Fourth Wing in 2 months.
Wild.
The whole thing.
Insanity.
2 months. I feel like maybe we knew that, but is absolutely wild.
And we did the math this morning and we realized she wrote 3 books in about 18 months.
Yeah.
Less than 2 years.
Girl deserves a break.
She absolutely does.
Yeah. And she did say that. She was like, I'm taking a break.
Yes.
So prepare yourselves, everybody. It's going to be a little while.
Absolutely.
Honestly deserved after this amazing gem of a book. Okay. She talked a lot about her family, which was actually really fun and special to see and hear a lot about her husband and how he like grounds her and supports her and their family and how after they shut that door, it's what happens at their dining room table in the kitchenette that's important and stuff like that. And like, that's how she gets her work done, is being able to have that reprieve. And this is interesting as well. She already knows the final scene of the final book of book 5. And she said she specifically knows this because she had to submit synopses for all the books to the TV series.
Yes.
So they have to know how it ends, which I love that they know this and the actors know this going in, knowing the major trajectories, that everyone's on the same page and that they know where they're going.
Like, yeah.
I love it. And I think it speaks to her planning.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, we know that like for Harry Potter, for example, that Alan Rickman would not take the role of Snape until he knew how Snape's character ended. Mm-hmm. And so that's like a thing in TV series is like the actors have to know their trajectory for the book mm-hmm. in order to be able to play the characters appropriately. So that was really, that was cool.
Laurie Hernandez was also so funny when she said that. She was like, I won't tell anybody. Just tell us and like we'll keep it super secret. And Rebecca was like, no. And she's like, no, but like I need to know. Like I need you to tell us.
No one will say.
No one will say anything.
She was so freaking cute. All right, Kim. So speaking of TV series, she told us some other cool things about the TV series.
Yes. So Laurie was like, what can you tell us about the Fourth Wing TV series coming? Which, by the way, if you don't know, Fourth Wing is becoming a TV show, which is so exciting. And she said that she has read the latest draft of the pilot and she was literally kicking her feet and squealing the entire time she was reading it, which is thrilling.
Absolutely thrilling. And yeah. No spoilers for that series at all. But given the rumors of what happened with Sarah and the ACOTAR show, this feels like the complete opposite. Okay. Yeah. She was totally happy and she acknowledged that maybe the process could be hard for other writers.
Yes. Mm.
But she also said that it's not the case for her and she is thrilled with how it is going.
Yeah. And she said, we'll see our favorite lines.
Yes.
I immediately had one jump to mind. My house. My chair. My woman.
I need to see that. She seemed so positive and like excited about the series, which was really exciting for the fans to see.
Yeah, 100%.
And she obviously acknowledged like it can be really hard. You're trusting somebody else literally with your baby. Like these are her babies. But she literally said the show is phenomenal.
Quote.
That is exciting.
Very exciting.
We cannot wait. So exciting. Okay, we're going to do a little world building with Anna section. Like always.
Okay, so world building. This was so much fun. You know, obviously like that's my jam.
Yeah.
So somebody asked a question. They took it to the audience and somebody asked, was there an inspiration for the gods? And she said specifically for this book, she didn't take any inspiration from like a singular religion or anything. It was kind of just what came to her naturally. But she did say that it was laying the groundwork for books 4 and 5.
We have said a lot in reading this book that it feels like the mentioning of gods has tripled from the last two books. Like
absolutely.
We kind of mentioned them. We may be like, oh, I swear to Malik, burn things. But we really talked about them a lot in this book.
Yes. And it was interesting to see the Griffin Flyers, right? Who, when they go to Chitara to go to the bar and they make a note of like they've been praying at the temples for like hours. And nobody else, they never go. They never do any of that. So I feel like the Flyers, it's a little bit more a part of their natural upbringing that they all go to the temples.
Yes.
It seems that a Navarre has been kind of pushed aside.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that goes back to Navarre's need for control and taking away 100%. Those old religions and those old gods.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because religion is inherently a way of control, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So the government doesn't want that.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
So it was also really fun to get the multiple POVs at the end. And she made a point to say to us that it was something she had to fight for. And she looked at the audience and gave a little smirk. Like that was something that she was really excited about. And it was really fun to get those POVs because I feel like we got a little more insight into other characters and especially the bonds with their dragons.
That was my favorite part of the whole POVs.
Yeah.
Because like, we just get to see Violet with Aunt Darna and Taryn, and don't get me wrong, love it, eat it up. But it was so fun to see that banter back and forth with the other dragons.
And it was a good plot device because it showed us the battle that we couldn't logically see.
Exactly.
And furthered the plot. But I feel like it really helped develop those characters.
Yeah.
I feel like I know Imogen way more than I ever have.
Absolutely.
And being in Rhys' head was really helpful. And I wonder if she's going to keep going with that and we're going to get more character POVs.
Yeah.
I don't know how she's going to do that going forward. So
I don't know. So what Rebecca has said in previous interviews was that she was never going to give us Zayden's POV until he was done keeping secrets. And I feel like he's done keeping secrets, but now he's a Venon. And so that adds a whole other layer of complexity.
But I feel like given what happened at the end of Onyx Storm, I think we're going to have to get his POV because I think him and Violet are going to be separated.
How else would we know what's going on with
him? So we have to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Unless we're dreamwalking.
Oh,
that's an option.
That's interesting. About the POV, she said, and I really liked it. I really liked putting in more POVs.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Smirk, smirk. So I think that especially given how positive the feedback was about these POVs,
right.
I think then her publishers will be like, okay, let's put them more in moving forward.
Okay, so a few other things. Somebody brought up, what does recovered correspondence mean? Like when they say it's a recovered correspondence between Violet and Zayden.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten DMs about this. Like, does that mean they're dead? Like it's a recovered correspondence. we've always thought that, well, I mean, it can be a recovered correspondence because it was literally found. Like, there could be a battle and Biscayeth is destroyed and they're recovering things from the wreckage. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody is dead. But when asked about it, she said, there's a reason for it. And that was the quote. What ominous. Does that mean? Ominous. Yeah. Ominous. I would have rather her have said, like, just wait and see. But I mean, it's a romantic-y book. She writes romances.
Yes.
I'm not anticipating them dying.
No.
But I do wonder if there's going to be some, I don't know, it adds another layer and I don't know what it means.
It's giving the world's going to end.
Yeah.
Well, the question was like, should we be worried about it? Or like, mm-hmm. what's the significance of the recovered correspondence? Yes. And she was like, there's a reason for it. And it was like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
But what you said brings me to the next question, which was, what does this mean when it says translated into the modern language? At the beginning of every book, it's Justinia, and it says, like, we've translated this into the modern language, which insinuates that the current language that they're now speaking in Navarre mm-hmm. is not the language. Unless, mm. Or is it now everybody speaks the same language, right, across the board? Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? I mean, you know, because right now, remember, after unification, they basically, like, for lack of a better term, whitewashed mm-hmm. the whole country, right? Mm-hmm. We got rid of all the Tirish customs and they didn't even know that when they go over to the Isle Kingdoms that their continent, Navarre, is called Amaryllis to everybody else.
Right. That was a cool reveal.
Yeah, that was a cool reveal.
They keep calling us this and I don't know what it is. And they're like, no, that's literally what your country is called.
And another tie into the gods because it's Amari.
What does that mean? And I feel like maybe they might go hand in hand. The recovered correspondence and then the translated into the modern language. Like, I wonder if there's going to be something, like you said, like an end of the world type situation, but not necessarily. It's more of like an overhaul.
Right. I'm thinking less like end of the world where we're worried about them dying.
Yeah.
More like, we have broken down all the borders and we're all one.
We're all one.
We're all one under King Arik.
Yes. That's right.
You know, that's what I'm hoping.
We're manifesting that.
I love that he's like never going to be Cam. Like, he's just Arik.
Yeah.
Ever.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody brought up, like, it was clearly a choice that you made to have everybody be able to sign with Justinia. Like, everybody did it except little Sweet Sawyer.
He's trying
so hard, guys.
He is.
But she said she wanted the world to be as inclusive as possible. Mm-hmm. And that meant having the majority of people just know sign language as if it was like not a big deal.
Sure.
Like, we learn this like we learn our common tongue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, so that's why it was never a thing.
And I love that. Yeah, it was I loved that. Inclusive. And, you know, that led to us thinking that all scribes signed and that no.
Yeah. We're deaf. Yeah.
Which we were wrong.
In fact, wrong.
But it was a testament to how inclusive the society yes. is that we thought they were all deaf because it was like, why else would everybody need to know how to sign? And Rebecca's like, because it's an inclusive society. And it's like, touche, Rebecca.
Got it.
Touche, Rebecca. Noted.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So, Christina, can you take us in? She kind of gave us some favorite lines.
Yes. Oh my gosh, this was so fun. So, Lori asked her a few times her favorite lines of certain characters.
Yes.
So, Zayden was the first one, the big one. So, she said, "What is your favorite line you've ever written from Zayden?" And this is long. Stick with me. It's from Onyx Storm, which I thought was very interesting.
Very interesting.
Okay. It is, "The best leaders are the ones who never want the job. This is your mission because Andarna chose you. Tarn chose you. What they never tell us in the Quadrant is that rank is well and good, but you and I both know that the moment we fly onto the battlefield, it isn't the humans giving commands. I hate to break it to you, but you were selected by a general among dragons. You can choose to step into leadership or he can drag you. Either way, you are going to end up in front."
I love it.
Love it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I absolutely love that. I also love that that is her favorite from him because it shows his knowledge of what she needs to hear from mm-hmm. him
yes.
in that moment. And also, it's just a really badass line.
It's a really badass line.
They chose you.
I feel like it's foreshadowing, too, mm-hmm. of the ending.
Oh, and what's I can to come see in that. The next
book. We're setting this up. She is going to be our reluctant leader.
Which they make the best ones.
We've always said that. They make the best ones. But I also think this could even just be a foreshadow for why they got sneak married.
That's, yeah.
Which is that she's going to rule Tirindor. While Zayden leaves because yeah. he's super venom now. And I think that may be it. Like, Violet's going to have to do this. And we know she never wanted to do it, but she was going to do it for Zayden. And Zayden's like, well, cool.
And I think that might lead to her actually in the revolution, helping to lead everything.
Absolutely. Yes. Because yeah. isn't Tirindor one of the largest?
It's the largest.
The largest province in Ivar.
So, yes, she also asked about Tarn. Yeah. And some of the comments made by Rebecca about Tarn were so much fun. She just talks about how much she loves him. And she was like, yeah, he's just stuck with all these kids. I kind of think of Tarn as like a sorority house mom.
That's you know, so
he's
funny.
Just like, make better choices. What are you doing? Stop whining over him. Yeah. Oh my God, these kids. Please get them out of here.
Yeah.
But also, I'm taking care of you and I love you. Yeah. It was so fun to hear her say these things that we have thought in whole book. But our favorite line of Riddick's in this book was also her favorite line of Riddick's so in this good. Book, which was so much fun to hear her say. Oh no, actually the question from Lori was, were there any lines from Riddick that had to be edited?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, but my favorite line of Riddick's was there's a cadet in front of him, turns around.
Year,
and they're like, he's like, oh, I don't mess with second years. And Riddick says, good thing I fuck like a third.
I died. I was like, Riddick.
Oh my God.
It was so good. Riddick was so incredible good. In this book.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible. The MVP of the book.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like that scene where he's standing in the water and the fact that it's a one-sided conversation with his dragon and the dragon is like spraying water on him and he's like standing there, his hands on like, stop it. No, I'm not. No, I'm sorry. No, don't do it again. Yeah. And then you finally
I'm in my leathers. My leathers.
I only brought one pair of boots. And then Violet's like, what the hell is that about? And he was like, oh, you know, I poured itching powder down like her scales and she couldn't scratch it for like a week.
Yeah, so she's just getting
like,
me back.
I was like, which trash that Riddick would bond with a dragon who is just as into practical jokes.
Yes.
Like, it's so funny.
It's so funny.
Love that. Yeah. I loved him. And I loved that Rebecca said last night that her favorite character arc in this book besides Violet is Riddick.
Yeah.
And
I completely agree with that.
I completely agree. Yes. I think it also shows how much fun she had writing this book.
Yes.
You can
tell. It feels like she had fun writing it. And it showed because we had fun reading it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. Yeah.
This was the most fun book in the series, like without it. I mean, easily.
By far.
Okay. So another thing that was asked was if all of the characters were going out to a pub, what would everybody order to drink? And she immediately, without skipping beat, was like, oh, Violet is a Violet lemon drop martini.
Lavender.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, lavender. Lavender.
Yes.
Lemon drop martini, which could not be more different than me. It's too sweet. Zayden, Bodhi, what she said was Zayden is a beer and Bodhi would get a beer because Zayden got a beer.
Yeah.
And then Garrick would just get a beer too.
Yeah.
Like they would all just
which
get
beers. That super tracks.
That, love that.
Yeah, that very much tracks. Riddick, this was hysterical.
My favorite.
She was like, oh, part. Riddick would be behind the bar serving jello shots.
Yeah.
And he doesn't work there.
And I was like, this tracks so much.
Hysterical. The audience lost
it. Oh, we were crying so laughing.
It was so funny. Yes, of course he backed there. And you know, at some point he'd have like a pen behind his ear or like something or like his shirt would come up a little bit and he'd be like pouring the jello shots and like licky. He'd be like making it so sexy.
100%. Oh, he would. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, God. You like what you see?
You like what you see? Yeah. Dane body like, shots, everyone.
Yeah. Dane would be like, absolutely not.
We're getting out of here.
Yeah. Rhee would be a glass of red wine. She's very sophisticated.
Yes.
I can 100% see that. Yes. And I feel like she would actually be particular about it.
Absolutely.
Like, we're not ordering the house red.
No.
No, I don't know I why, have a specific but Rhee doesn't give me that vibe. Yeah. Okay, Sawyer, which I guess I see this, but he was an apple orchard cider.
Yeah.
Which was, I was like, really? But
I can see okay. that.
I can see it.
I can see it.
And Imogen was straight tequila.
Yep.
Just straight, neat. Like a shot.
And then she basically, without saying it, said that Imogen would be looking at everybody else and being like, you pussies.
Yeah.
She started saying that. She's like, I mean, wimps.
Yeah. Wimps, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Oh my gosh, that was funny. That was a good moment. That was like a really fun. I love hearing that what the authors think about like their characters because I'm sure they do have to think about it that way.
Well, she very much was like, these are real people to me. Like, they come hang out in my office.
Yeah. She was like, this is the only career where it's like okay to have imaginary friends and people don't like want to lock you up for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, obviously my favorite moments of the interview were when she talked about Taylor Swift, because Rebecca is a huge Swiftie, which just solidifies my love for her. And she talked about going to the Eras Tour and stuff, and that was all really fun. But someone said what Taylor Swift song would describe Violet and Zayden's relationship. And she said it's still forever and always going to be Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince. She was like, that has been their song since Fourth Wing. That is just like their complete vibe. But she was like, if we're talking about Onyx Storm, it's So It Goes, which is from Reputation, if you don't know. And if you know, you know, that is very much just two people who love each other despite like the chaos, and they're going to come together and be together despite all of these odds. And it's like a little bit reckless and a little bit dangerous, but they just love each other so much that they don't care.
And that fits.
That fits.
And it tracks.
It tracks. And so it goes.
And so it goes.
Okay. And I mean, one of the craziest parts of this book was the ending. Like,
yes,
truly.
Oh, yeah.
I just the craziest section, yes, for sure. And someone asked how she wants readers to feel at the end of this book. And she said, well, I want people to leave with a sense of hope. And the entire audience goes, And then really? She looked up, she goes, are those the people who finished?
Yeah. And she was like, okay, hold on.
I'll rephrase. And then she said, I want people to leave with a sense of hope in this conflict that we can find a way to fight back.
Which,
okay, fine.
Maybe.
I see that than a sense of hope.
Yes.
And then she also said that she wanted us to feel just generally what the fuck just happened. Which was
accurate. That was how we felt.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh, is that how y'all felt? Like, she was like, looking at the eyes. We were like, yeah. And she was like, okay, good. Then I've done my job.
I'm not like super, but I haven't been pessimistic since the end of book two. Like, I know the Venom thing destroyed a lot of people, but I was like, well, it's book two. We have to have some sort of conflict. Like, in my head, I expected, not necessarily that, but I expected some big cliffhanger.
Well, there has to be conflict.
There has to
be. It's a 5-book series.
Like, right.
You've got to have conflict.
It's not a trilogy.
Right.
So this is the middle book, right? So we have to progress that along. And then the ending of this, in some ways, it did feel a little hopeful, because I feel like, not hopeful, that's not the right word.
Well, I do. I think Violet is the hope.
Yes, maybe, yeah. Violet is the hope. And I feel like we've met the Era Dragons, we've found them, and there's got to be an Easter egg that she's, I mean, we will have a theories episode. We have some thoughts already.
Oh, yes.
But like, there are things that the Irids have said, and there are things that like Andarna can do, and that I think are going to be important going forward. And I think she started to plant those Easter eggs, right?
I agree.
Absolutely.
I think I'm generally a lot more stressed than the both of you. but I think that comes from that Zayden is enemy number one right now. It's not like, oh, he just left to save Violet from his venomness. No, everyone's like, he's evil.
That's true.
That is unfortunate.
We have to like now figure that out forever. Like, that's going to be a big hurdle.
It's not ideal. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Yeah.
But listen, she is a romance author first and foremost. That's what she wrote for years before she ever started fantasy. And I just trust her that like they're going to come out of this unscathed. How? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I just have to think that we're going to get there somehow.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hope. That's the hope.
And that's the hope.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think that's good.
I think
it was an amazing magical evening with Rebecca.
It was so much fun. Like the energy in the room was just great.
We got to meet some really sweet listeners.
We did.
It was really sweet.
It was so cool.
Really
sweet.
That was really fun.
That was really amazing. Fun.
Yeah. Okay. Yay.
Yay. Well, friends, that wraps up another episode of Flights of Fantasy Podcast. Don't forget to join our book club community on Instagram and TikTok at Flights of Fantasy Podcast, where you can share your thoughts, theories, and favorite moments with us and fellow listeners. We'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps us spread the magic of romanticism to even more book lovers. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep reading, and remember, every good story deserves to take flight.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.